Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
The Sword of the Spirit by Greg Laurie. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Ephesians 6, 10-12. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. The one piece of armor that is both offensive and defensive is the sword. When I go into battle, I don't beat my enemy with my shield or try to defeat him with my belt or chase him down with my sandal or throw my helmet at him. I pull my sword out of the sheath and I use it. Ephesians 6:17 tells us to take up the sword of the Spirit. When we are tempted, the most effective weapon that God has given us as believers is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Jesus modeled this so beautifully during his temptation in the wilderness. When the devil tried temptation after temptation against him, Jesus used the sword of the Spirit, see Luke 4, 1-13. The devil said, "Why don't you turn a rock into a piece of bread? I know you are hungry." And Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." Then the devil said, "Why don't you worship me right now?" Jesus responded, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord God only. Him only you shall serve." "Why don't you cast yourself off here and the angels will catch you?" Satan said, quoting scripture out of context. Jesus responded, bringing the scripture back into context. "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." The sword of the Spirit works, so draw your sword, Christian. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, arm us with your word and with your holy inspiration. Teach us to stand our ground against the enemy while helping those in distress, and give us the wisdom to know the difference between the two. Amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.